In other words, only think on the things that are above. And understand that God is fulfilling prophecy to show His greatness. He has selected us to understand. We don't have the eyes that can't see, the ears that can't hear. We understand. So we can let the love of God overflow in our life to build one another up and prepare for these things so that when they come, we can look up because our salvation draws nigh. You know, Jesus talked to the seven churches on paper in Revelation 2 and 3. He didn't come out and verbally talk to them, just like He's not verbally talking to us today. He sent a former redhead to do that. But as long as he reads the words and expounds them properly and correctly, then Jesus will be pleased with our hearing them. He gave us and each one of the churches the key. He said in Revelation 2:7, Revelation 2:11, Revelation 2:17, Revelation 2:26, Revelation 3, verse 5, verse 12, and verse 21. To all seven of the churches, he says, to him or that individual that has my spirit, that overcomes. That's the person that he's looking for. That's what we're doing here. Nothing else. We're here to be overcomers so that the living Jesus Christ will say, well done, you good and faithful servant. Enter you into the joys of the Lord. And it will be a joy because He will guide us through all of these things. No matter how horrifying something seems to us, if Jesus Christ's words are valuable and if they are honest and they are of good report to our mind, then nothing is going to cause fear in our life. We'll rejoice to know the truth because our salvation's drawing closer. That's the whole purpose of it. Jesus, remember, as I mentioned in Revelation 3:10, said that He would keep us out of contact from the hour of temptation that's going to come upon all the world. He means it. He died. He was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. He proved He was the Savior. He proved He had a Heavenly Father who is God because He brought Him from the dead.